We have just ended the halachas of tefillin, and we are beginning the halachas of Birkas HaShachar. We are up to Simin Mem Vav. We'll be doing the first three sifim. Kishayorim Mishnaso, when you get up, you should say Yomar Alakai Neshama. The Mechaber is beginning with the Birkas HaShachar. Now, I think I should begin with the words of the Mishnah Brura as an introduction to this simin, where he says, before you come to the shul, outside the shul, you should say Beveis Elokim Nalech Baragesh, and what you should do is stop for a minute and feel the awe of a shul. This is what you're supposed to do as you're coming in. He says, while you're still in the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses, if there's a courtyard in front of the shul. Then he says, you should stop, you should wait a little bit, and then you should say the Pasuk of Vani Barov Chazdecha Avove Secha Eshtachave Alechel Katshcha Biyura Secha. And then you go inside. He brings this from the Shari Tshuva, but this is his introduction to the Birkas HaShachar. So now the Mechaber says that you begin with the bracha of Elokai Neshama. Why do we make all these Birkas HaShachar? So the Mishnah Brura brings down that the Gemara tells us it is usur to take something from this world. It is usur to enjoy something in this world without first making a bracha. Because the Gemara asks that there's a stira. The Pasuk says, HaShamayim Shamayim LaHashem Va'oretz Nasan Livnei Adam, that the Oretz was given to us. And another Pasuk says, LaShem HaOretz Umlo'a, everything belongs to Him. So the Gemara says, it starts off, LaShem HaOretz Umlo'a, first it is His, but when you make a bracha, then HaOretz Nasan Livnei Adam. Therefore, we've got to make brachas for everything we enjoy. So the first thing is, when you wake up, you have to express appreciation for the fact that you woke up. Siyomar Elokai Neshama, that Hashem returned our neshamas to us. Kishayishma kol ha. Yeah, by the way, the Mishnah Brura says that you should make sure when you say the bracha of Elokai Neshama, you say Elokai, pause, and then Neshama, Shenasata B'Torah, it's a noun of address. It is not Elokai Neshama, as one statement. Next, Kishayishma kol ha tarnagol, when one hears the rooster. Yevorech Hanosein Lasech Vivina. So you make the bracha of Hanosein Lasech Vivina. What is the bracha of Hanosein Lasech Vivina all about? So the Sechvi, the Sechvi in the Pasuk is referring to our Seichel, that the human being has Seichel. However, the word Sechvi also means a rooster. So when we hear the rooster crowing, what we do is we make a bracha in appreciation of the most elementary level of intelligence, which is that a rooster knows the difference between day and night. And what we're really doing is making a bracha in appreciation of our own seichel, the fact that we have intelligence. Next, kishalovesh yevorech malbish arumim. When you get dressed, when you're putting on the clothing, that your outer clothing, the clothing that you wear when you're awake, you say Malbish Arumim. Kishiyaniach Yodav al Einav, when you put your hands on your eyes. So the Mishnah Brura says this is referring to putting it on your eyes through, hold some clothing over your hands, because you have not yet washed Negel Vasser, and therefore it's usher to touch one's eyes. Yevorech Pokeach Ivrim. Kishayeshev, when he sits down, Yevorech Matir Asurim. Kishizokev, when you stand up, Yevorech Zokev Kefufim. Kshianiach raglov ba'oretz, when you put your feet down on the ground, yevorech roka ha'oretz al hamoyim. So the Mechaber is telling us to make all of these brachas as we experience them. As we are about to benefit and enjoy the particular thing that we're going to make the bracha over, that's the time to say the bracha. Kishanoel min olav, when you put on your shoes, yevorech shosali kol tzarki, that's when you make the bracha of shosali kol tzarki. Kishaholech, when you walk, Yevorech HaMechin Mitzadei Gover. And the Mishnah Brura brings the girsa of the Aguda, which is Asher Hechin Mitzadei Gover. Kishacholger Chaguro, Yevorech Ozer Yisrael Begvura. When you put on your belt, you say Ozer Yisrael Begvura, and the Rama says, Hago Olovesh HaAvneit HaMafsik Ben Libo LaErva. This is referring to pants. When one puts on michnasayim, so that as his underwear, that would be mechayiv of this bracha, according to the Ramah. Kishamesim Kova Mitznefes Barosha, when he puts a hat on. Yivarech Oter Yisrael Basifara. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in these brachas we're mentioning Yisrael, the fact that we're Jews, because everything else is something that is part of the human experience. The idea that we separate between the upper part of the body and the lower part of the body, and the fact that we cover our heads for Yerushalayim, these are Jewish things. That's why in these appreciations we mention the word Yisrael. Kishayitol Yodov, Yivarech Al Netilas Yadayim. When you wash your hands, you should say Al Netilas Yadayim. Kishayirchatz Panov, when you wash your face, Yivarech Hamavir Sheino Me'enoi. And Yihiratzon Ad Baruch Ata Hashem HaGomel Chasadim Tovim Liamo Yisrael. And you're supposed to say it in Lashon Rabim, which we do. Says the Machaber, now Ein Lanos Omein Achra Amaver Sheinu Me'enai Ad Sheyichtom HaGomel Chasadim Tolamo Yisrael Shekol Bracha Achasi. One does not say Omein until the end of that bracha, which is not Hamavir Sheinu Me'enai Ad Sheyichtom HaGomel Chasadim Tolamo Yisrael, but it is the bracha that ends HaGomel Chasadim Tolamo Yisrael. Sif Beis Achshav, says the Machaber, now today, when we get up in the morning, our hands are unclean. The Amayards don't know the brachas. The minhag is to say them in the shul. The shliach tzibur says the brachas in shul. Everyone answers amen, and they are yotza with that. Not only that, but if they didn't answer Amen, then they're also Yotze B'di'evit. L'chatchila, you're supposed to answer Amen if you want to be Yotze. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions here the halacha that they can be motzi, even someone who can make the brachas on his own. The halacha is that to be motzi and eino baki, you can even be yochid. If someone doesn't know how to make the brachas, you don't even need a minyan. One Jew can be motzi another one. But to be motzi a baki, you need a minyan there. So in shul, if the Birkas HaShachar are being said before you have a minyan, then someone who can make the brachas on his own should, and not should, and should not be yotza with the shatz. Siv Gimel, Chayiv Odom Lavorech B'chol Yom Me'a Brachas Lefachos. Every person should say at least 100 brachas a day. This was a takon of David HaMelech. It says that there were 100 Jews that were being nifter every day. So David HaMelech went and made a takana to say Mea Brachas, and then they stopped dying. So one has to say 100 brachas every single day. So the Mishnah Berurah makes a cheshbon that on your average day you have more than 100 brachas, if you count all the Shmoneh Esreis and the meals. However, on Shabbos, one does not have 100 brachas. According to the Mishnah Berurah, we're missing 13. We may even be missing some more. So he says that you should make up for it by eating peros, or the asher yatzas, if one uses the washroom, that they can make up the added brachas, and one should really make a cheshbon. He also says that b'shas hadchak, if you really have no way of filling up your quota of 100 brachas, you could also listen to the birkos haTorah and the brachas of the haftorah and count them for your mea brachas. The Magen Avram says, and this is a machlokas achronim, but the Magen Avram paskins, that you should not go and make a bracha sheina tzricha for the sake of being mashlim to the mea brachas. So that if you could have gotten away with one bracha and you want to make two instead, you should not do that for the mea brachas. Now, on Yom Kippur, one is missing many brachas. So one thing that's brought down is to make brachas on besomim on Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah Berurah says that it could be that if you listen to Chazaras HaShatz, you can count all of the brachas in the Shmoneh Esreis of the Shliach Tzibur for your Meir brachas.